Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
In today's quick tip, I want to help you uncover a basic marketing blind spot, a foundational marketing blind spot that so many of you have in your business. And I've had this for a long time. And so that's why this is going to be relevant for you, whether you are early on in your business and you're just trying to get traction and create some momentum in revenue for your business and get it growing, or you have a successful business and you're still trying to scale and optimize that business towards seven figures. This is going to be for you as well, because we can always get more clarity on what I'm about to talk about here today. Let's dive into it. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friends? How the heck are you? Thank you so much for tuning in today. Rick Mulready here, your host of the Art of Online Business podcast, and you're listening to another Quick Tip Friday episode, my friend. This is my late night DJ voice. And with these Quick Tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you optimize and grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue while working less in your business. And as I mentioned before the intro here today, I want to talk to you about uncovering a basic marketing blind spot in your business. And that is about getting clarity on who you serve, what problem that you solve for them, and then how you solve that problem. And this episode is coming from a conversation I recently had with a student, and they've done really well in their business, and now they're putting some structure behind the online portion of their business. And I was asking them these three questions that we're going to talk about here today, is they can help you get unstuck in your business. And I keep going back to, these are basic marketing principles, right, that we often have blind spots about in our business. We're so close to our business. All of us have blind spots. We're so close to our business that we're not able to see sort of the obvious. When you're looking at somebody else's business, it's always easier to be like, oh yeah, why don't you think about this? And they're like, oh, duh. Well, it's because, you know, we're all so close to our business that we all have blind spots, right? And whether you are just early on in your business, this is going to be super, super important for you. But likewise, if you're further in your business and you're, this is something that you, I want you to always be thinking about refining. How can you always be asking these three questions and getting answers to them is going to help you grow your business and scale your business more quickly, be attracting the right type of audience that you want to be serving, and then scale your business for a bigger impact. Okay. And so I really want to offer you these three questions that you need to have clear answers on in order to create that faster growth in your business. And number one is identify who your audience is. Who is your ideal audience? And yeah, you know, I'm talking about the ICA, the ideal customer avatar, all well and good. But in my book, that doesn't take it far enough. I want to offer you to go deeper on the whole ICA. Yes, like Jane, 35-year-old, you know, working mom of two from Boise, Idaho is awesome. And Jane, if that is you, thank you for listening to the show. But like all that's really helpful, right? But I want you to go deeper. I want you to think about the challenges and the pain points that your target audience is experiencing. What's their current identity? What's their current identity? And what identity are they trying to create? So where are they now? And where are they trying to get to? Because when you're able to answer all of those types of questions, in addition to the basic ICA type stuff, ideal customer avatar, that's where you really start to paint the picture of the specific problem that you're able to solve for them. And so that's the second question, is what problem do you solve for them? And so in this conversation I was having with this student, they work with direct sellers. So they help direct sellers as a coach. So they're a coach to direct sellers. And they were trying to get clarity on how specifically they help them, because that was one of my first questions. How specifically do you help them? And just like what so many entrepreneurs do is they were answering with the features of what they do. And they say, well, I help them with like overcome their ego, or I help them with their mindset, or all this other stuff. And all those things are great, but someone doesn't come to you and say, I have a problem with my mindset, can you help me? I mean, yes, like in the therapy world, you know, that might be the case. But if you're helping a direct seller, what is the problem that you're helping them with? Well, a direct seller very likely wants to make more money. They want to grow their business, right? And specifically, this person is helping female direct sellers. And so many female direct sellers, you know, they have families and they have, you know, they have kids, and some of them have full-time jobs. They're juggling a lot of different things. And so the problem that this person might solve for them might be to grow their business, to grow their direct selling business while being able to get everything done that they want to get done, while being able to care for themselves and all this other stuff, right? So getting down to that is the specific problem that they solve for their customer, or their ideal audience, I should say. So, and this person kept going back to the feature, like, you know, I helped them with their mindset and so forth. And again, I hear this all the time. So I want you to think about it in your business. What problem specifically do you solve for someone, right? And a lot of times in the online space, if you're helping somebody, maybe it's grow a business or whatever it is. Well, they're looking for help in growing their business. And what might be a problem that they're having is their mindset. I would guarantee you that it's mindset. As I always say, 80% of growing a business is mindset. 20% is the tactics and strategies. But they don't come in and say, I need help with my mindset so I can grow my online business. No, right? So this is more one of those sell them what they want, give them what they need, because you know what they need in order to help them accomplish whatever identity they're trying to create, right? So in this example here, this person is helping a direct seller. Okay, the problem that they're solving for them is to grow their business and help them make more money in their direct selling business. Now, the whole give them what they need part leads to the third question I want you to be able to ask and answer for yourself in your business, is how do you solve that problem? So this person, this example here, the student I'm talking about, you know, then it goes into, well, they're a coach, and what they're actually coaching them on is mindset and ego, you know, all that, all the other stuff. It's like more like the feature type stuff. But again, that direct seller doesn't necessarily come in and say, I need help with my ego. No, they come in and say, I want to make more sales. I want to grow my direct selling business. Okay. And so, and again, I'm using the business example, which is sort of an easy one to do, but I want you to think about your ideal audience. What problem are you solving for them? Okay. And 9 times out of 10, how you help them is not what they think they need help on, because you're the expert. You know that they need help on X, or I should say Y, but they're coming to you with, I want to accomplish X, but you give them Y to be able to do that. And like I said, 9 times out of 10, it's not what they think in coming to you is the problem, but you know what the answer to their problem is. Okay. So 3 questions. Identify who your audience is. And even though you might know who your audience is right now, always be learning as much as you possibly can. We're going through this whole process in my business right now about relearning about my audience. I'm always trying to learn as much as I possibly can about you, right? And so that's so that I can best help you with what you're trying to do in growing your online business, right? And again, the whole ICA, the ideal customer avatar, that gets thrown around a lot. That's great, but I want to offer you to go deeper with that. Challenges, pain points, what's their current identity, what the identity is that they're trying to create, etc. Because the more that you know those things, that's where your ad copy comes in, your messaging in, say, your podcast or your videos or your email copy, your landing page, I mean, everything that you're doing, right? The second question is, what problem do you solve for them? And again, this is what your target audience is trying to get to. And I shared the example of my student who's serving direct sellers. And the third thing is, how do you solve that problem? Specifically, what is your method? What is your methodology? What's your framework? What are the things that you are helping them with? Is it coaching? Is it a course? Is it a member? Whatever that is, you can take it a step further there. Okay. So super, super important. 3 questions to be asking yourself on a consistent basis and being able to have clear answers for those things. This, again, this is foundational stuff. This is basic marketing stuff, but these are blind spots that so many of us have in our businesses that when we look at it and be able to identify these 3 things, answers to these three things, they're going to be game changers for you in growing and speeding up the growth of your business. Okay. So for those of you guys who have challenges with these types of things and identifying these types of things, this is exactly a great reason why I have completely overhauled and rebuilt my Foundations program, Foundations 2.0, so that online course creators who are feeling stuck in their business and trying to figure out how to get to $5,000 a month in revenue can turn into powerful businesses and CEOs of their businesses, where they can finally build a solid foundation to their business so that everything can work together smoothly and successfully. Okay. As you might know, my current Foundations program is Facebook and Instagram ads. That is going to be within my Foundations 2.0 because, as I've been talking about for a long time now, ads are just one piece of the puzzle, my friends. There's so much more to be growing and creating consistent revenue in your business so that you can start to have a bigger impact. And I made this course, I made Foundations 2.0 because at one point I skipped over the foundation of my business. And just like a house, right? Over time, and once I saw that real growth in my business and how it was structured, it couldn't hold the weight of its own success. The back end, the foundation of my business was not strong at all. And so my all new Foundations program, and I know this term gets thrown around a lot, but it is true. It's a game changer for you. It's going to be your go-to resource for step-by-step curriculum, coaching, and accountability. This program is going to remove the guesswork of creating consistent revenue, getting you up to $5,000 a month in revenue from your online course business, okay? Because the fastest way to $5,000 a month as an online course creator is through personalized training, coaching, and accountability. And I want you to take note of those 3 things I just said: personalized training, coaching, and accountability. This is something that's missing in the marketplace and has been for some time. Okay. In addition to the step-by-step program, having personalized training, coaching, and accountability throughout the time in your program is going to be something that is going to be, again, a game changer for you as you go through the program, and all at an investment that does not break the bank. Okay. Look, I've had programs in the past where you had the course and a Facebook group, and they changed the lives of so many people. But I also realized that I want to help so many more people grow your business so that you can have a bigger impact in the world and create more financial freedom for yourselves and your families, right? And the biggest piece of feedback that I get is people want coaching and accountability throughout the program that they've invested in. So this is going to be a key part in Foundations 2.0. I'm really, really excited about it. Yes, you are going to be taught Facebook and Instagram ads A to Z, just like the existing version of Foundations. But the new Foundations is going to include that and everything that I talk about here on the podcast, getting you to be, create and helping you create an online business, an online course creating business that gets you up to that $5,000 a month in revenue, okay? And again, I've got a lot more information coming your way over the next little while here on the show and over on my email list as well. But in the meantime, if you want to be the first to know when the all-new Foundations 2.0 opens up and also be open to getting access to special bonuses, then I want to invite you to get on the wait list, okay? So the wait list is at rickmulready.com/waitlist. rickmulready.com/waitlist. I think you can tell like how excited I am about this new program. Thank you, as always, for listening to the episode here today. Super appreciate you. Be well, my friends, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.